for us right now, in order for us to, you know, to start winning, we have to stop losing. And, you know, we got to stop putting ourselves, you know, in some bad positions out there. And we did that today. I mean, did it on the first series of the game. Okay, put ourselves in a bad position, first play of the game. Okay, and then, you know, I think some other opportunities there from a penalty standpoint where they converted a couple of third downs off of, you know, some offside penalties. And I thought our defense really played well today. I thought they played hard out there. You know, and then we had some other special teams errors, okay, which knocked the ball back down in there. We started four drives, I think, inside our 10-yard line today. Hey, and, you know, you got to go a long way against a football team like that, and you give them field position, and eventually, you know, they'll find a way to get some points. And, again, our defense really did a good job, I thought, of challenging them that way. You know, we got to do a better job, you know, from an offensive standpoint on third down. Okay, we didn't do a good enough job staying on the field on third down, keeping our defense off and extending drives. It was huge. I mean, you know, at one point in the game, I turned around and I said, this guy's, you know, I mean, he legitimately is swinging the game single-handedly at times, you know, I mean, with the way that he was kicking the ball, it was huge. You know, and balls knocking down in there, you know, inside the 5-yard line, and you're starting drives down there, and, you know, when your yards aren't coming easily and you're starting drives with your back against the wall like that, you know, it makes it really difficult, specifically when you're on the road like this, you know. And, you know, we dug a couple of them out of there, but we weren't able to do much with it after that. You know, we had a couple drives there that fell short, you know, kind of stopped ourselves in some of those situations. And, you know, but he was really big in the game.
What did you see on offense?
I think that, you know, watching us, and I'd have to watch the tape, and, you know, and that'll be fast here. But, you know, just our inefficiency to string drives together. You know, I mean, we came out in the second half. We were able to run the football. We got going running the ball a little bit that way. You know, Latavius had a couple nice runs in there. And, you know, we had, I don't know, I think we ran the ball, whatever, 20 times, 19 times. Maybe Derek carried one of them way out of there. But, you know, we probably had 9 or 10 efficient plays today, you know, that were good. And we had a couple of bigger plays today. We didn't start the game well running the football. They were a lot of pressure early in the game, which is exactly what they did to us the last time. They started with pressure. You know, we hit them with a big play. And they did the same thing this game. There was a lot of pressure early in the game. It was going to be one of those type of games. But, you know, I thought that as we got settled down, you know, there, you know, we had some opportunities to string some things together, but just couldn't put drives together, and just couldn't put drives together out there today.
Considering their field position swings, and, you know, they got Rivers as good as he was the last time,
Yeah, I think our defense did a heck of a job. I mean, I don't know what the numbers were. I know at one point I looked up there and, you know, they had around 250 yards of offense, okay, and, you know, and that's, you know, I mean, that's a heck of a job, you know, defensively. That we held them to around 25%, I think, on third down, getting off the field. We had, you know, 13 or 14 possessions. So, you know, we got to do a better job of taking advantage of some of those possessions. It doesn't matter where we start. You know, there's times in the game where we could have flipped the field. You know, we had a chance to flip the field, and we just couldn't even flip the field there, you know, thinking that your defense was playing well enough that if you flip the field, maybe we'd catch a ball and be in some decent field position. So, you know, I thought the defensive kids did a heck of a job. Listen, I thought they all played hard. I mean, offensively, they played hard. Special teams, I don't think that was a question today. It wasn't about effort, wasn't any of those things. They played really hard. You're talking about another one-score game within our division on the road. You know, it's just in order for us to win, we got to stop, you know, doing the things that prevent you from winning. And that's critical. And I know, you know, the question is, well, how do you do that? And it's just, you got to keep bringing yourself into that end of the pool right now. And I mean, we've been able to do that in several games, you know, put ourselves back in that position. And we got to figure a way out of it. We got to figure out how to win. Okay. In some of those situations, somebody has to step up, make a great play for us, okay, to help ourselves out in those situations.
I know it's not all on Derek, but about maybe changing quarterbacks to give you guys a spark at all or whatever?
No. Excuse me, I'm sorry. No, never had that conversation on the sideline.
What point do you think you might consider making a change of quarterback?
I don't see that happening right now.
After what Davis Murray did today, I mean, he said he's ready whenever he's somewhere.
Right.
Would you say that he earned more reps today?
Listen, I thought he ran the ball well. I mean, I'd have to watch the film and see, you know, again, how we did there. But, you know, in his opportunities, he ran the ball well. You know, there were some things there for him, I think, you know, that maybe weren't quite there early in the football game. Okay, for, you know, for Darren. Darren came in afterwards. I thought he had a couple good runs, you know, in there that were tough, hard runs. But Latavius, you know, he's a big back, strong kid. You know, we're trying to get him more involved. Obviously, he was involved earlier in this ball game than we've seen him, you know, in the last couple ball games. You know, and I'm not sure what our play count is. Probably somewhere up in the high 50s, 60s, somewhere around there. Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought first in the beginning of the game, one of the things that we needed to do is we need to get pressure on them up the middle. And I thought in the beginning of the game, you know, our defensive line got some great push in there. I thought Jelly had a couple of good rushes. Antonio had a couple big rushes and a big sack there early in the football game, you know, but I thought our push came from inside early and then eventually brought him to Khalil. You know, Khalil drew a hold out there in a big situation. He had a sack out there in a big situation. So, you know, you felt Khalil out there today, you know, but the key was to bring, you know, to be able to push the pocket a little bit and to get people in his face. And, you know, and I think that that affected some of the throws, you know. Now he's a great player. He made the one throw early in the game in the first series of the game there that he makes, you know, on the right side for a touchdown. But, you know, that was something that I thought we executed and executed really well. Yeah, I mean, you know, we were trying to change. We had a play on. It was a, you know, a play that had a second play with it, you know, coming out of there. They lined up a specific way, and there was a communication deal there. You know, I got to get to the bottom of it. I mean, you know, at this point in time right now, it's a little he said, she said, but we'll see. You know, I mean, it just got snapped early. Was it snapped when Derek was ready, and, you know, it was a little bit of a potential cadence communication thing. So we'll see.
Okay, good.
Thanks.